totally different topic. But my question had to do with the aging process. What happens as you get older spiritually? It seems like your intellectual abilities maybe decrease or are slower, but your intuitive abilities increase. I noticed that work with physicians that are older, they don't spend time with the details, but they kind of feel like what's happening with the patient and make a decision because of their past experience, because of what they know, but they're not as intellectual as they used to be.
Well, everything gets old in this universe. There's nothing that is created is going to stay young forever. That's the reason we call this universe is temporary. It's not permanent. If anything is not permanent, it will deteriorate, deteriorate, and eventually destroy. And of course, there's a lot of delusion some people have that they think they can keep stay young forever. And they dismay, they realize that they get old, that's not true. This body is going to get old and crooked and go. And there is a saying in Persian that they say, you come to this world as a kid and you leave it as a kid. It's like, not like, as you get older, you become more kid again. But as you're a kid and you grow, you become more intellectual, you grow physically, you become stronger, your mind becomes sharper, your understanding becomes greater, your consciousness start expanding. But then with the 40, 50, 60, 70, and as you go down the line, you lose those abilities and more, as you said, the intuition. It's just like when you are born, you're connected to God more. Okay, like an angel. Everybody loves it. It's a child, but they're so innocent, they're so vulnerable, they're so connected. Actually, that's why they love them, because they're so connected. They're absolutely not yet spoiled with this world and their intellect and the way of the world. But, you know, as they grow up, they're talking about music and the oldies and stuff. Getting to know different things at school and they start telling you what is and what is wrong. You're not that innocent as a kid anymore, but you start creating your own mind and the way what they do things. And of course, you become more accepted in the world because your intellect is increased, your understanding is increased, and you become a teenager, and of course, when you're a teenager, you think you know everything. Because then everybody else, nobody knows anything else that you do, and then later you recognize that the truth, you know, that you don't know everything and you're not invincible either. And so they go to college, the college tells you, no research, find the truth, and your intellect then gets more sharpened, and you eventually become a doctor. But you don't have experience. Anything you know is in the book. You read them in the book, you start matching what you read with what the patient tells you. And after a while, you realize that what you read in the book doesn't absolutely match in a real world. So you realize, you recognize that what you read in the book said, that's the experience of other people, so you have to create your own experience and your confusion. And as you get older, you also don't you're not that interested in details anymore. You become more general. You approach the life with the general ideas instead of going too much detail, because you know the details can get very cumbersome and also not always works. So one part of it might be because of experience, and another part is as you grow up also your intellect, you realize intellect is not everything. Your intuition, your experience, your recognition of the problem become more important to you and more accessible, and you also create a greater intuition. You go back to God, go back to connected to yourself. Okay, the kid is connected to self. That's what is so innocent, that's so intuitive. come ti ha detto ben sopra, then they get connected when they go to school and they learn from other people. They think the world is telling them is true, so they get connected from themselves. And then later on in life, again you go back and connect with you to yourself. That's why it's so important for the teachers to meditate. Okay? Think of the children, and they learn to sit and get back connected to themselves. And also they can use the intellect to, you know, sharpen their understanding of the world. But by meditating and being in a meditative environment, they always, it's much easier for them to go back and connect themselves as a kid, as that connection they had before. And they never stop learning in that day. And they become very fast learners all their life, because they're always, do the kids learn fast? They learn a fast language. They learn a language in what? In 5 years, it's here. If you have one to learn a language, it takes around at least 10, 12, 13, 14 years to live in the culture. So the kids learn in what? 5 years. So, because they are so open, they're so connected, things happen to them so even they know themselves. Okay? People take care of them even without the asking for it. Okay? Why do you like to take care of children? Because they're so innocent, they're so connected. So it's so important for the kids to meditate and be connected. And when they get to teenager and to older age, they're still just connected to their intuition. So answer your question, yes, get older, you go back, you know, go away from intellectual and be getting disconnected by the world. Becoming more yourself, and that's an intuition. But experience also has something to do with it. As I said, the factors will have more experience. They realize that young man should care. It doesn't even necessary. They have more intuition to do with it. Does it make sense?